I need time to think about it. Well, now, where I come from, that means someone just wants to make their decision without some sales guy hanging all over them. And I'll just excuse myself for a few minutes, and you folks go ahead and discuss this alone. When I come back, I'll make myself available to answer any final questions you may have. That way, you'll feel completely comfortable about owning your new Accord. And then what we do is we get out of their line of vision for about 30 to 60 seconds. After about a minute, we get back into their line of vision, we fold our arms, and just wait, and let the customer see that we're waiting for them. After about a minute or so, we make a gesture towards them like we want to come in. If they invite us in, great. If they don't, we just hold our hands up, shake our head yes, and fold our arms back again and just wait for them. Eventually, they're going to ask us back into our office. And when they ask us back into our office, they've got to do one of two things. They've got to either tell us yes, or they got to tell us no, and then we can ask why. What they can't do is say, we got to talk about it, or we got to think about it. I need time to think about it. Mr. Customer, we've worked out such a great deal already. Now is the best opportunity you'll ever have to own the van you really want. I've worked very hard for you, and now the ball's in your court. Let's wrap this thing up so you can start to enjoy your new van. Do you want it registered in your name or the company name? I need time to think about it. Well, that's fine, Todd. Obviously, you wouldn't be spending time thinking this over if you weren't really serious about owning this car, right? I mean, you wouldn't be telling me this just to get rid of me, would you? Then I know you're going to give this careful consideration, right? Well, listen, just to clarify my thinking, just exactly what is it you have to think over? And then we can use the final objection close or the affirmative no close or some other closing process once they tell us what it is the objection is. I need time to think about it. That's great. Let's think it over together. You know, two heads are better than one, right? I need time to think about it. Okay, think about it some more. And remember, they can only honor this deal for a certain amount of time. And I'll be back in a few minutes. I need time to think about it. Okay, that's why I'm here. I'll help answer any further questions you may have while you think. So what's the first one? I need time to think about it.
Why?
I need time to think about it. Well, please don't think yourself right out of the car you really want to own. You know, I can see how excited you are, and that excitement is really a necessary element of making a great decision. Let's finish it now so you can start to show off your new Porsche. Will that be a personal check or a company check? I need time to think about it. Well, sometimes when my customers say that, it means I haven't done my job well enough. Tell me what you need to know in order to feel comfortable about owning this car. I need time to think about it. Well, why? I mean, you said that you've already spent several weeks shopping and deciding on the color and equipment, not to mention picking out the right car. We've worked hard to get this to fit into your budget. You know, the sooner you make that final commitment, the sooner you can put all this shopping chore behind you so you can start to enjoy your new car. Come on, let's wrap this thing up right now. And while they're finishing the agreement, let me get you something to drink. Do you want coffee or something cold to drink? Sometimes I gotta think about it rears its ugly head in the form of, you know, I need to pray about it. And that's one of the more difficult objections for salespeople to handle. Here are a few strategies. In virtually every workshop I do around the country, when I gotta pray about it comes up, one or two salespeople raise their hands and they say, well, I just pray with the customer, you know, and everyone else laughs. Now, I never had it within my comfort level to actually sit down and pray with the customer. If you've done that or you can do that, more power to you. I heard a wonderful way to transition into that strategy if that's what you choose to do. Okay, well, that sounds good. Let's pray together. But you know, I gotta be honest with you. I know that you folks are gonna be praying for guidance. I'm going to be praying for the sale. Another technique we can use is a variation of I got to think about it that we covered before. You know, folks, when people tell me that they need to pray about it, what they're really saying to me is they want some time alone without some sales guy hanging all over them. I don't blame you. I'm exactly the same way. Let me excuse myself for a moment. You folks do what you have to do. And then when I come back, I'll make myself available to answer any final questions you might have. That way you'll feel completely comfortable about owning your new Suburban. And then I'll excuse myself and get out of their line of vision for a few seconds and then come back in the line of vision and let them see me wait. Then when they eventually call me back into my office, what they can't tell me is that they have to pray about it. Either they'll tell me yes or the real objection will surface. Another technique you can use is a pattern interrupt, or it is designed to get them to laugh so they can start to feel good about making the decision. And it works something like this. They say, you know what, everything's right, but we just need to pray about it. And you kind of chuckle a little bit and then stop yourself and say, oh, no, I don't mean to be disrespectful. You just reminded me of a story. Oh, you know what, let me just share it with you. The dam breaks and the water starts to rise, and here comes the fire engine to this guy's house. Come on, we're evacuating. The dam broke, and the city's going to be flooded. And the guy goes, no, I'm going to stay right here. I have faith. I know the Lord will provide. And so the fire engine takes off. Well, the water keeps rising. So now the guy's on his second floor of his house, and here comes this rescuer in a rowboat. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. We need to evacuate. The water's going to keep rising. He says, no, I have faith. I know the Lord will provide. And so the rowboat keeps going. Now he's up on his roof, and here comes a helicopter, pop, 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 and it lowers down this rope ladder. And the guy goes, come on, sir. And he goes, no, thank you, but yeah, I have faith. The Lord will provide. And so the helicopter takes off. Well, so now this guy can only tread water for so long, and he eventually drowns. Up in heaven, at a quiet moment, he approaches God and said, you know, I have to ask you something about the flood back then, God, and I got to ask you, why did you forsake me? And the Lord looks at him and just smiles, shakes his head and says, forsake you? Man, I sent you a fire engine, a rowboat, and a helicopter. After your customer stops laughing, you say, folks, look, we found the car in the color you were hoping for, equipped exactly the way you wanted it, at a dealership that's just 5 minutes from your home, all that, and we got it to fit in your budget too. Folks, how many more signs do we need? All right, now here's another one you want to use very carefully. The customer tells you that they need to pray about it, and you go, well, oh, that's neat. Well, it's obvious you're a very devout couple, right? Yeah. And you basically go down the path that the Lord leads you down? Uh-huh. Well, you folks don't think that he might have led you here by mistake, do you? And you want to make sure that you use this one with a big, warm smile on your face.